Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. Ready to fly, ready to fly.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hospitalized for more than a month, Pope Francis will be released today and returned to the Vatican to continue rest and recovery. ABC's Inez de la Catera has more from the foreign desk.
There are lots of questions as to what that's going to mean for his schedules. We know he had a big audience coming up with King Charles and Queen Camilla, for example. It's also Jubilee years. It's also Easter coming up, which is the busiest period of the church calendar. I traveled with him back in September on the longest trip of his papacy, and it was hard for us reporters to keep up with him. It was a grueling schedule that he had.
Police in New Mexico say they've arrested a 20-year-old and a 17-year-old in connection with the shooting at a park early Saturday that left three people dead and 15 others hurt. President Trump instructed the attorney general to punish law firms engaging in, quote, frivolous, unreasonable, and vexatious litigation against the United States. And overnight strikes by Israel on Gaza killed at least 26 people, including a Hamas leader. This is ABC News. The New York Times reported Elon Musk was to be briefed on U.S. plans for a potential war with China, but that briefing did not happen, and Michael Cibulik of the Hudson Institute specializes in U.S.-China relations and says Musk has extensive business in China, and that could be one reason President Trump spoke out.
He said, listen, I don't want anybody who shouldn't be seeing war plans with China to be reviewing them, and even from the Resolute desk. President Trump went further. He said, listen, Elon Musk has business interests in China, and it's possible for him to be compromised because of those interests.
A smoke plume seen towering over Walt Disney World was the result of a fire in a walk-in cooler, extinguished with no injuries, according to a Disney spokesman. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. And Kitty Dukakis died Friday at 88. The former First Lady of Massachusetts helped her advise her husband Michael's unsuccessful presidential bid in 1988. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
A bit wet out there today, as we'll be seeing highs in the low to mid 40s, southeast winds 15 to 20, gusts as high as 30, cloudy, heavy rain showers throughout the day. Tonight, rain coming to an end in the evening with a decrease in clouds in the overnight, lows of 28. Northwest winds 15 to 20, gusts could be as high as 40. Monday, highs in the upper 40s, decreasing clouds. And Tuesday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of scattered showers during the day, highs of 48. Winds are out of the south at 2 and it's 39 degrees. The Gospel
Greats. Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern gospel music. Our featured artist today is Brian Free and Assurance.
We're going to do songs that we know are going to change people's lives.
Right.
Whether, and I don't mean this insulting to anyone, but whether it's embraced by every facet of our industry or not, I don't care.
Plus, in hour two, a spotlight segment with the Morrison sisters.
And one day, this one right here, Katie, starts singing harmony in the back seat.
It's all great gospel coming up today, right here on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats. Lord, I'm a running, trying to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. Lord, I'm a running, trying to make 100. 99 and a half won't do, just won't do.
The day I met the Lord, I promised him my all, and he made heaven my reward. Oh,
so faithful to give strength for every day. Now I've come so far, and I intend to make it all the way.
Lord, I'm running.
Lord, I'm running.
Trying to make a hundred.
Trying to make a hundred. 99 and a half. One, two.
If I stumble or fall down, God will pick me up, put my feet back on the ground. See, he's been known to leave the fold to claim one of his own, but I want to stay so close to him, so I keep traveling on.
Lord, I'm running,
Lord, I'm running. Trying to make a hundred,
trying to make a hundred. 99 and a half, one, two.
Lord, I'm running,
Lord, I'm running.
Trying to make a hundred,
trying to make a hundred.
Heaven happens at the top. You're at the bottom.
15.
The bottom of Father.
25.
Oh, that's a start.
35.
Still far from the mark.
45.
You're halfway.
55.
Oh, make the way.
65.
Oh, but you're moving.
75.
Slowly improving.
85.
Let me tell you, 91. 92. 93. 94. 95. 96. 97, 98, 99, and a half. I won't do,
just won't do.
Lord, I'm running,
trying to make a hundred. 99 and a half, won't do.
Lord, I'm running,
trying to make a hundred. 99 and a half, won't do, just won't.
Nine and a half. That's Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound from their album Live in Memphis. Our featured group today is Brian Free and Assurance. Bill Shivers on lead, Jake Anglin on baritone, and of course the legendary tenor Brian Free. Their new EP is called Grateful for the Gospel, and all six cuts on the project are original songs.
It's all original songs. That's all we do. It's all we ever do. In the last 31 years, I've brought a couple back from decades ago and re-recorded that I thought were relevant. But we've got two CDs that are called Thomas Hymns and Classics that we went back and grabbed, you know, a lot of the traditional songs, but that's been many years ago. And we just believe there's so many good songs out there that songwriters today are writing.
That's Brian Free. He tells us about the title cut, Grateful for the Gospel.
The message is just spot on. It's spot on. It should be what all of us as Christians are willing to sing, quote, say,
yes, sir,
100 times a day. Each line of that song, it should be, that should be our mantra. It should be what we say and talk about and think as Christians, as being born again children of God, and just grateful for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
One of the lines that I love so much is, the hill where Jesus gave his life,
the place
where I found mine. Yeah. I mean, what a lyric.
Yes, sir. Yes,
how strong is that? Come on.
And
now.
Don Cook, one of the writers, passed away early this year. And that was one of the last songs that Don had written. With Dave. And so it's special in many ways.
That's Brian Free and Bill Shivers. And here's Brian Free and Assurance with Grateful for the Gospel.
It's an old, old story, but it's never been more true, about a Savior and a sinner and the bridge between the two. Just an old rugged cross that paid redemption's price. And I've never been more grateful for the gospel of Christ.
I'm grateful for the gospel. It stood the test of time. The hill where Jesus gave his life, the place where I found
I am saved.
mercy I've been shown. I can stand here unashamed and fully justified, and I've never been more grateful for the gospel of Christ.
I'm grateful for the gospel. It stood the test of time. The hill where Jesus gave his life, the place where I found mine, my refuge from the storm.
Gospel. That's Brian Free and Assurance, and we have more of the new project coming up. Here's the latest from the Taylors featuring Suzanne Taylor Heiss. God has heard your cry.
Downhearted Christian, I know you're weary of carrying your heavy load. So many burdens and disappointments. You're at the end of your rope, but I'm here to bring you a ray of hope.
God has heard your cry.
Taylors. Coming up, Lee Park Worship, The Kingsmen, and more.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
The Ithaca Lions Club is gearing up for its annual auction May 18th, and they're looking for auction items. This is a great opportunity for community members to sell used items while supporting a meaningful cause. The Lions are accepting consignments of lawn and garden equipment, household items, and agricultural machinery. Those looking to have their items included in the auction listing must call by May 7th to secure a spot. For more information or to add items to the auction lineup, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or 574-1688. Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692 or Fred Fry at 585-2921. Mark your calendars and get ready for a fantastic day of bidding at the Ithaca Lions Auction on May 18th.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. The Kingsmen on their Unstoppable God album have re-recorded a song that first appeared on the 1991 album Wish You Were Here. Here they are with I Just Stopped By on My Way Home.
My life has been blessed in so many ways, with family and friends day after day. But I can't stay here, soon I'll be gone, 'cause I just stopped by on my way.
Jesus, all around God's holy throne. I just stopped by.
just stopped by on my way home, the Kingsman Quartet. The worship team from a church in Monroe, North Carolina, has been making some top-notch music. Their worship leader is Shane Dunlap, that you may remember from the group InHarmony, and one of the original members of Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet. Shane says that Lee Park Worship can do a variety of styles.
We can do anything musically, and we'll do black gospel, we'll do southern gospel, we'll do contemporary modern worship. And that's what we kind of wanted to show on this project without it being, you know, hey, what are they? We just honed in on what we are. And I've always had a philosophy, and I think we all do, that if it's good music and it's done well, people will respond to it. And so we're just kind of who we are. And we don't really put a label on it. I think roots worship is kind of where we are, but I don't know. I mean, we can do choral music, we can do country, we can do gospel, we can do black gospel. So, you know, it's kind of fun.
That's Shane Dunlap, and here's Lee Park Worship featuring Todd Smith on Goodness and Mercy.
We all have stories that we could tell, how he's been faithful and he's never failed. They might sound different, but they're all the same. A testimony of amazing grace. So we lift our hands and we say amen for goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy. So we bless your name and we shout your praise for goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy. It stays the same, it won't change. Your goodness and mercy. I have my story that I can tell, how Jesus found me and saved me from myself. Gave me the victory, and he's not through. And what he's done for me, he'll do for you.
That's Lee Park Worship.
Hey everybody, Tim Lovelace here with jokes that I hear from the road. I heard they're going to build a restaurant on the moon, but if they do, I doubt it will have a good atmosphere. keep smiling while you're listening to Rodney Balcombe right here on The Gospel Greats.
Tim Lovelace making us smile. Here's Kristen Bearfield with Karen Peg Gooch, Country Faith.
A little more country, a little more faith.
And assurance. I'm Rodney Balcombe, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Looking for the best price on aluminum cans? L&M Salvage is paying 70 cents per pound from March 24th through April 5th. It's the perfect time to clean out your garage and turn those cans into cash. Plus, they offer top dollar on all metals and farm machinery. Stop by L&M Salvage on County Highway Y off Highway 80 South in Richland Center, or give them a call at 647-3490. And remember, at L&M Salvage, nobody's a stranger, just a friend they haven't met yet. Open all day on Good Friday.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our Muscadet Area Equipment Auction Thursday, April 3rd at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features multiple farm lines and an impressive lineup of John Deere tractors, tillage equipment, livestock trailers, skid loaders, attachments, and more. This is a huge auction, one of the biggest we've ever had. Taking consignments up till Tuesday, April 1st, the Muscadet Area Equipment Auction Thursday, April 3rd at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
27 minutes away from the 7 o'clock hour here on WRCO. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bo Hendricks with you on this Sunday, where it's probably going to get a little wet out there today with rain in the forecast for the most part, so bring an umbrella. Unfortunately, it was a sad day yesterday for the Badger men's basketball team as their NCAA tournament came to an end as they fell to BYU 91-89. So another year in the books for the Badger men's basketball team, and hopefully next year they'll be able to go a little further.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. More with Brian Free and Assurance coming up right now. The Kingdom Heirs with No Better Time.
This is Chris Bryan, and you are listening to the very best in Southern gospel music right here on the Gospel Greats radio program with my friend Rodney Balcom.
Everyone has a story. Everyone has a past. All of us need some freedom from the things that have held us back. So when we need a new beginning, all we have to do is ask.
No better time than the present. No better time than the now. No better time than the moment to be touched by His power.
No better time.
Kingdom Heirs. Our featured artist today is Brian Freen Assurance. They have a new project called Grateful for the Gospel. Baritone Jake Anglin is a former worship pastor. I asked him if that role has helped in his duties with Brian Freen Assurance.
I mean, I think it helps in the sense of being able to find the importance in connecting with people in the moment, connecting with someone in the audience and delivering. It's not just words. You know, it's and we say it all the time, it's not just words, it's a message, but it's so true. Because, you know, when you're singing those songs, it's not just reciting lyrics. You are communicating a message to an individual. And you have to look at a crowd as not just an ocean of people, but a collection of individuals. Individuals with struggles, individuals who are maybe unchurched, individuals who are worshiping in their own way, whatever. But when you look into someone's eyes and, man, you see the Spirit working on them, or you see them responding in a certain way to a song, that really brings out that side of me. I get into it, man. I can't help it.
Jake is featured on a song called The God Who Redeems.
It's a song that basically just kind of addresses people who have, I think the first line of the song is, there's a name that someone called you still echoes in your brain, you know, and it just right off the bat addresses that person who's been struggling, who feels worthless. And we know that God redeems what is worthless. He finds value and he finds worth in the things that have been pushed aside or thrown to the side or thrown away. And so the whole hook of the song, the whole line of the song is, if the world has deemed you worthless, there's a God who redeems.
That's Jake Anglin, and here's Brian Freen Assurance with God Who Redeems.
There's a name that someone called you still echoes in your brain. Years just keep on going by, but you can't get past the pain. There's a big mistake that you made once, a moment you regret. And you feel like it defines you, and it's too much to forget. You've taken all your yesterdays. You've cried out to the Savior, and he's covered them with grace. So if the world has deemed you worthless, no good and too far gone, and if people call you useless, and you believe it for too long, by the healing blood of Jesus, your story isn't what it seems. If the world has deemed you worthless, there's a God who redeems. Now you see him bringing beauty from the ashes of what was, where you thought you were abandoned. Now you're sure that you are loved, 'cause you know the depth of mercy you have felt. And in the very place you struggle, now you can help somebody else. So if the world has deemed you worthless, no good and too far gone, and if people call you useless, and you believe it far too long, by the healing blood of Jesus, your story is
Brian Free and Assurance. Brian says that the Lord often brings us to the point of dependence on Him.
Unfortunately, and maybe I'm the only person that wants to show these human frailties, but we as human beings tend to not focus, read, and pray quite as much when things are going great. You know, we all have a routine, you know, that we do as far as prayers every night, reading the Word, hopefully reading the Word every day. But we tend to call on the Lord more when things are not going so well. And sometimes God has to bring us to a point, hey, you know, you may think you've got it all together, everything's clicking right along, going just fine, no issues, no bumps in the road. But He has to bring us to a point sometimes and allow things to happen that make us focus on what we need to be focused on all the time. And having a broken heart in different situations in life, and we've all been through them, and those are the times where I can look back, you know, and I'm not proud of it by any means, but I can look back and say, you know what, I prayed twice as long back then when that was going on. You know, I shed so many more tears when I was praying back then. And it's true. The song is stating the truth. Mm. It's something that a broken heart can do. It brings you, draws you closer. And we, you know, no life is on the mountaintop all the time. And anyone who says it is obviously not in touch with reality. And so this song just brings that around. And there are many lines in it that bless my heart. But it's just a beautiful, well-written, powerful song.
Amen. That's Brian Free, and here's Brian Free and Assurance with What a Broken Heart Can Do.
It comes from out of nowhere, catches me by surprise, takes my breath away and nearly leaves me paralyzed. Suddenly there's questions.
Something, what a broken heart can do.
broken heart can do. That's Brian Free and Assurance. We'll have more with the guys coming up in Hour 2. In just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We'll have our Southern Gospel headlines in just a moment. Here's Kelly Crabb with Jason Crabb in the Sweet By and By.
There's a Bye.
By and By. That's Kelly Crabb with special guest Jason Crabb. And now for Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Answers in Genesis and Abraham Productions is pleased to announce the outstanding talent lineup for the world's largest Christian music festival, 40 Days of Christian Music at the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum. This year will mark the popular festival's fifth year and will run July 29th through September the 6th in Northern Kentucky. The event will feature some of the biggest names in Christian music and will represent several genres. The 2025 event will showcase big names in Southern Gospel like Triumphant Quartet, The Isaacs, Karen Peck, A New River, Gold City, Jason Crabb, The Inspirations, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, Joseph Habedank, Brian Free and Assurance, The Hoppers, The Wisnets, Scotty Inman, and many, many more. Other notable artists from contemporary Christian music will be Crowder, Matthew West, Big Daddy Weave, Jordan Feliz, Katie Nicole, Charity Gale, Cochran and Company, Megan Woods, John Reddick, Tyrion, and many more to provide the ultimate event that appeals to all age groups. All concerts held at these venues during the 40 Days of Christian Music Festival are free with paid admission to the attraction. A full lineup of performing artists and speakers is available at 40daysofchristianmusic.com. That's number 40, 40daysofchristianmusic.com. The Singing News Magazine Talent Search happens at Jackson Sings the Gospel in Jackson, Tennessee on July 19th. There are categories for both soloists and groups. Your entry must be submitted by June 1st at singingnews.com/talent search. And Greater Vision is enjoying some temporary fill-ins as they look for John Epley's baritone part replacement. Isaac Hughes filled in during the Wisnets homecoming event in Morganton, North Carolina. And Jim Brady traveled to Branson, Missouri to sing with the group for Praise Fest Branson. Greater Vision hopes to announce a permanent replacement soon. And the number one song on the Singing News Weekly chart comes from Southbound. Clint Brown talks about I Left It in the Water.
There's a lot of people that have been saved, but they've never been baptized. And so it gives us an opportunity through this song to literally explain to them, hey, now that you're saved, yeah, you're ready for heaven, but there's something about being baptized that represents the cleansing power of God in your life.
That's Clint Brown, and here's Southbound with I Left It in the Water. left it in the water southbound. And that'll wrap things up for hour one of the program. Coming up next hour, we'll have more with Brian Freen Assurance and a spotlight visit with the Morrison sisters. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. In addition to the congregation being welcoming and warm, worship at Willow Valley is fun. My husband and I previously used to attend a large urban church, and we now delight in the active exchange between the congregation and the pastor during the worship service. It's unpretentious, it's interactive, it's informative, and it really is enjoyable. If you are looking for a church where you can be yourself, where you can be welcomed like family, and where worship is fun, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where it is 39 degrees at 7 o'clock. Your forecast today calling for highs to be in the low to mid 40s, so not much warmer. Southeast winds 15 to 20, gusts could even be as high as 30. Cloudy, rain, heavy rain showers throughout the day. Tonight, rain ending in the evening with a decrease in clouds in the overnight. Lows in the upper 20s, northwest winds 15 to 20. Gust again could be up to around 40. Monday, decreasing clouds, highs of 48. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, 30% chance of scattered showers during the day, highs of 48. Again, it is 39 degrees at 7 o'clock.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balcom, and coming up, we'll have more with our featured group, Brian Free and Assurance.
We're going to do songs that we know are going to change people's lives.
Right.
Whether, and I don't mean this insulting to anyone, but whether it's embraced by every facet of our industry or not, I don't care.
Plus, a spotlight visit with the Morrison sisters.
Just kind of organically happened, singing in church. Started out simple. You know, Jesus loves me, and he's still working on me, and all those little